This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm Angino. With me, Matt Dumbal, Living Treasures Animal Park Fund, and Donegal.com is the website. Matt, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks for having me back.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yes, there is.
And let's start off with... the park is still open. It's going to remain open. And then you have an added attraction that you've actually had now for a few years. It's coming back this year, bigger and, dare I say, brighter than ever.
Yes, this will be our first year at a million bulbs in our Christmas light display.
A million bulbs?
A million bulbs.
That's a crazy number.
It is. It's, trust me, as one of the people who helped hang them, it's definitely a crazy number.
So when you went to the missus and said, listen, all right, last year we had 900,000. I think we need to add another 100,000 because 900,000 just didn't seem to be enough. Let's go ahead and do this. What does she think when you say stuff like that?
So this is my baby, and I just kind of make it happen.
You just do it.
Yeah. So.
And her idea is, listen, if you want to buy the bulbs and you want to put up the bulbs, more power to you, pal.
Yep. There's four of us that hung them all this year. So, you know, each of us. Well, the one guy that carried most of the work, so he probably did like 500,000 by himself, but the rest of us...
500,000 bulbs?
Yeah.
That's just crazy to even imagine. How long does it take to decorate Living Treasures with a million bulbs?
It took us 21 days.
Practically working full-time for 21 days?
Pretty much. Yeah, 21 days.
Oh, my. And what are the animals thinking as you're putting up these bulbs?
Do they even care? I don't think they care at all. I mean, they're so used to our Halloween event now because we've had our Halloween event for 12, 13 years now. So this is just an extension of that.
I can hear them talking to each other right now. You know, these humans are weird people, man.
Yeah.
They're spending a lot of time with nothing more than putting up lights that nobody's going to do anything. But it's not like you can rebuy it. Just coming up for people to come over and take a look.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty great stuff, though.
Yeah, and I'm actually getting pretty good at it now.
All right.
So we have a light and sound show. So the lights go with the music and everything like that.
It's all synced up real nice.
It's all Trans-Siberian Orchestra. It's actually pretty cool.
And they're cool with the music too?
Yeah. Yeah, everything's cool.
All the animals are just down with
it. Yeah, actually, we had an inflatable fall over, and the goats tried to pour it into their pen. So, I think they want to play with them.
That would have made for a nice video.
Yeah.
You could have gotten some hits on TikTok with that. All right, so now there's an interesting dynamic when it comes to times and days for the next couple of weeks on this.
Yeah, so if... your best bet for our full schedule is either to go to our Facebook page and follow us on Facebook or to go to funanddonegal.com and then get to it through there. But basically, if on the days we're open, like we're not open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week, next week we'll be open Thursday. But if on the days on Monday through Fridays, if we're open, it's 5 to 9:30. Every Saturday and Sunday, it's 12 to 9:30. And with the 12 to 5 being like a daytime viewing of our animals.
Okay. But all of that information is available on the website for any particular given day.
Correct, yes.
Funanddonegal.com.
Yep.
Now, are you guys getting ready to start selling season passes for next year?
Our season pass, we started it early this year. We actually started November 4th this year.
Okay.
So our season passes are an additional 10% off. So if you buy a 1 to 2, it's 10% off. 3 to 5 is 20% off. And 6 plus is 30% off.
Oh, that's nice.
Yep.
Okay, so grandma and grandpa, think about all the kids and the grandkids you have. And that group is really a really popular group to come out, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Why do you think the grandmas and grandpas love to bring the grandkids out?
So I mean, just talking with season pass holders, like they like seeing their grandkids grow with our babies. And they just find it interesting, like after they're there three or four times, you know, this kid actually has a relationship with some of our animals. I mean, some of our season pass holders come so often, we even let them name some of our new animals when we get them. that's how we got a llama named Pina, or an alpaca named Pina Colada, because she thought it was, the little 8-year-old girl thought it was funny to call the llama or the alpaca Pina Colada.
Oh, how cute.
Yeah.
You know, it must feel really good too, though, because if you have kids that are coming that often, that they're that engaged, that they're that fascinated, who knows what kind of career path they ultimately choose as a result, too.
Right. I actually have there's a couple that stays with us all the time. They come up to our hotel and go to their season pass holders, and I'm actually working with their son's college because he grew up coming to Living Treasures, and we're going to try to get him college credit to come work for us next summer.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. And it's awesome, too. Now, I've been doing this so long. Now I see kids that were kids when I started doing this. Now they're bringing their kids.
And oh, so, that's really
nice.
Yeah,
it's just a multi-generational thing. And we update and change so much that, you know, sometimes you can come months apart and there'll be something new. But I can guarantee you from year to year, there's always something new.
Definitely. Yeah. Especially when you go from the Halloween season, now you're into the holiday season, and then right back to what it would, I guess, a traditional zoo would be come springtime.
Yeah, so we'll actually, our last day for this year would be actually January 7th of 2023, and then we'll reopen beginning of April.
Okay. And you were saying about the one young fellow who's going to college, and you're hoping to help him get college credits for working there. So are there a number of people who work at Living Treasures that have actually gone to school for the ability to work at a zoo like yours?
Yes. We actually have, I believe she's still with the Pittsburgh Zoo. We actually had one of our interns. She was our intern for 3 years. And then I believe she still works with the Pittsburgh Zoo. We actually had a girl who worked for us for a while and then got all the experience, then moved out to California and helped and worked in a zoo. And now she's back and she's actually one of our team leaders. Like, cause she's just, between working multiple places, she's just acquired so much knowledge.
How nice is that?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Watching the news today, anybody who was watching the news saw a lot of footage about Seven Springs getting ready to open up, right?
Yep.
And one of the things to keep in mind is that if you're heading out to Seven Springs, there is a wonderful hotel that is right there at Living Treasures that you own. Talk to us about that.
Yes, so it's Log Cabin Lodge and Suites. We have 24 rooms and 10 suites. The suites range from one bedroom to six bedrooms. And we're just 6.5 miles away from Seven Springs. So, I mean, it's an easy drive up the hill.
Right.
Vail, for those of you who don't know, Vail took over Seven Springs. So, and Vail knows what they're doing when it comes to ski resorts.
Yes. The stories that I saw today is that they made some considerable investments into the facility to make it better than ever. And so if you want to be able to go out and experience that, you can do that and then save yourself some money in the process too. And if you do end up going out there and scheduling a date between now and the park closes on January the 7th, can you work out a deal to where you get to stay and then you can go see the animals too?
Yeah, so when you stay with us, you get half off admission to the animal park. And in addition to that, you pay once and you're good for your whole stay. So if you're there for 3 days, you pay once, you can go all 3 days to the Living Treasures. If you're there for 7 days, you pay once, you can go all 7 days for Living Treasures.
Okay.
So once you pay admission, which is, like I said, half off, you're good to go until you check out.
All right, let's talk about group size. One or two people can get a room?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what happens if you have an entire crowd you want to go? People want to come out, you know, 8, 10, 12 people. Can you accommodate that many people, or maybe even more, in the way that things are set up?
Yeah, so our six-bedroom suite is built to actually accommodate 18 people. We also have 2 4-bedroom suites that are beside each other, and you can open up the dividing door. And when you open those up, I mean, that'll sleep 16. So,
and unlike a hotel room where you can have adjacent rooms, what you're describing in this suite is a common area that is exclusive just to you and your family then, right?
Correct, yes. Like in our Big Buck Lodges, both Big Buck Lodges have 2 living rooms, you know, a full kitchen, 3 bathrooms, 4 bedrooms. Like it's your space. It's almost like a townhouse. Like if you were running a townhouse.
There's also, isn't there a pool table in at least one of them?
Yeah, there's actually pool tables in two of them, ping pong tables in three, hot tubs in four, five, foosball tables in a couple. There's fireplaces in all the bigger suites. Three of them have wood burning, the rest are electric.
Nice. All right, so once again, the website is Fun and Donegal. And then once you go there, then you can go ahead and click links to either go and check out more details regarding Living Treasures, and then you can go click the link to be able to check out the cabin and suites too.
That's correct. And soon we'll be reopening our banquet hall, and you'll have the option of clicking on our banquet hall too.
All right. Now, when it comes to room availability, is there any chance of somebody being able to get rooms before the end of the year, or how are things booking up at this point? Because the last time we talked, and this was like in October, things were getting pretty full already earlier on.
Yeah, so for the bigger suites, you want to jump on that as soon as possible because they're pretty much wiped out for December. For rooms, you can probably aim for like a week or two out. Once we open, go to ski season. Like the second we actually the weather turns for good and it's not bouncing back and forth between spring and winter,
right?
You book as soon as possible because once the slopes open up full, like we're packed. So
and you are very close not only to Seven Springs, but you're kind of really nicely nestled in between all of the ski resorts that are out there.
Yep, Seven Springs, Hidden Valley, and Laurel Mountain. Laurel Mountain's the farthest one away, and it's 13 miles.
Oh, my goodness. So 15, 20 minutes, you're there.
Yeah, Hidden Valley's 8 miles away. And like I said, Seven Springs, 6.5.
Well, it's a perfect location to be.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. All right. Once again, funanddonegal.com is the website. Matt Dumbald is joining us. He's the owner, Living Treasures Animal Park. We'll talk more about Living Treasures and more about the cabin and the suites, the log cabin suites, and some interesting things that you may not know about, Matt, but you will be curious to find out. Like, when you're thinking about Thanksgiving, you're thinking about roasting the turkey, right? Maybe a little bit of cranberry sauce, some stuffing. Nope, that's not the way he does it. No, we'll give you details about it coming up on KDK Radio. I'm Angino. With me, Matt Dumbald. He is the owner of Living Treasures Animal Park. The website is funanddonegal.com. And we were just talking about people in preparations for Thanksgiving, and I was telling him about my memories as a kid. And didn't you just said that there were people who actually rented out your cabin, your suites, and they're having Thanksgiving there tomorrow?
Yeah, all but one big suite that has a full kitchen is rented for tomorrow, and everybody's having their Thanksgivings there.
How cool is that?
Yeah, family reunions is like a big part of our business. Cause you just have so much common space. Like I'm going to be having my Thanksgiving in one of the suites too. So.
And how big is the family you're getting together?
So I think there's 21 this year.
Oh, wow. So you can comfortably have 21 people in one of those suites and a kitchen large enough to be able to prepare the food for that many people?
Yes. Yeah, the four of our suites, you easily have enough room for 21 people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So you got the big screen TVs, watch the football games all day long if you want to, parade in the morning, whatever you want to do, right?
Yeah. There's going back to the big bucks, there's two big screen TVs. There's two 75 inches on each side, plus the four in the bedrooms, you know. And our big bucks, we have a dishwasher too. So even if you don't have a dishwasher at home, you know, splurge yourself out here.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, wait a second. Now I'm thinking. Can people rent those rooms, say, for Christmas?
Yes.
New Year's? No way.
Yeah.
Talk about a wonderful way of celebrating the holidays,
yeah.
Then.
Yeah. I mean, throw a Martin Luther King Day party. I mean,
whatever you want to do.
Yeah. Yep.
No, I like this idea because you get all the family together and go someplace, have a really good time, turn it into this big party atmosphere, and the kids have the ability to go down and check out the animals. Depending upon what's happening with snow, if you want to, you can turn it into we're going to have New Year's, Christmas, and then go skiing if we want to later on in the day. This is a perfect way to handle this.
Yeah. I mean, and especially like snow tubing up at Seven Springs is fun too. Like I actually prefer snow tubing over skiing. And it, like, they do such a good job of keeping up with the snow tube.
All right, help us picture what snow tubing is.
It's basically like an inner tube, like you would like float on in a pool.
Yes.
But you go down a hill on it.
That's more fun to you.
Yes. It seems more dangerous when you're doing it. Like, it seems like you're less in control, so I guess that makes it more fun for me. I'm a roller coaster person, though, so.
So you like that excitement.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I don't know if you've ever been to Universal in Florida, but they have the Velocicoaster. The first time I rode, I thought it was the most I felt I was going to die for 3 straight minutes, but I had the time of my life.
So the more terrified you are, the happier you are.
Yes.
All right, that explains a lot, too.
Yeah.
That really does. Now, for tomorrow, for Thanksgiving, you fancy yourself a bit of a cook now.
Yeah. Yes.
And so tomorrow's dinner for you, not your typical Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, so tomorrow, mine's December 3rd. So we try to give as many of our employees off as possible. So, like, I'm actually picking up a shift tomorrow.
Okay.
Same thing on Christmas. Like, you know, they're our family, too. We want them to go be with their families.
All right. So when you get together for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So my family, I cook it now, and we do a different theme each year. So this year's soul food. I think last year was German. I don't know. I just remember one year I just made so many turkey schnitzels and potato pancakes, and I spent like the whole day doing
nothing. You did a Mexican theme one too?
Mexican theme. So yeah, this year's soul food. Asian was really fun. I made turkey and gravy sushi and green bean casserole sushi.
I wonder if the people of these cultures would even recognize what you're trying to create.
Probably not.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, like I'm excited. I'm gonna be making turkey and waffles, you know, this year. I'm doing a turkey meatloaf, pumpkin stew. Like,
you're going all out.
Yeah, we're gonna take Thanksgiving and Southern cooking and make it a thing.
Where did you even get this idea?
My wife and I originally came up with the idea, and we started with the Mexican theme. And then this year was actually my sister-in-law's idea, was the soul food. We'll talk this year what we want to do for next year.
So. Okay. So nobody gives you any grief about, listen, I just want a turkey. I just want plain stuffing. Just give me a mashed potatoes, just a little bit of butter, some chives on top. Nobody gives you grief about wanting to go down to the old traditional standbys?
If not to toot my horn, but if you ever eat my food, you don't argue with me on what food should taste like.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently I have to go crash Ernie Ricci's party with his family, and then maybe yours too.
Yeah, there we go.
And see what's happening over there. If you... And I don't understand how you have time for all of this. I mean, you're running the animal park. You've got the hotel going on. And then we've so oftentimes talked about how you'll come into Pittsburgh all the time to see shows. Then you're doing, there's a beer aficionado. And then you're into this cooking. There aren't enough hours in a day for this, man.
Yeah. Like I was telling you off air, luckily we have a really good guy. His name's Cody. He's our park manager now. Mm-hmm. He takes a lot off my plate. So I get to, basically up until 2021, I just worked myself to death. And then now Cody kind of works himself half to death, and I work myself half to death, and we make it work.
And so you have a little bit more time for a bit of,
yeah,
of the finer fun things.
Yeah.
There you go. Matt Dumball with us once again. The website is funanddonegal.com, funanddonegal.com, Living Treasures Animal Park. More coming up after news on KDK Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Angino. With me, Matt Dumbald. We were talking about Living Treasures Animal Park and Living Treasures. The holiday lights are up. How many lights, once again?
1 million bulbs. Over 1 million bulbs.
1 million bulbs. You know what? All of a sudden, I'm thinking about that Progressive commercial about the parent in you, you know, and because I'm immediately thinking about, oh my goodness, what's your electric bill's got to be?
Yeah, luckily, we signed a 3-year contract at a very, very nice price in 2020.
Okay.
So,
yeah, because that's a lot of light bulbs.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, even if they are all LEDs and everything, I mean, it's still.
Yeah. I don't think we have any incandescents anymore. I think they're all LEDs.
Yeah.
So,
but the animals love them.
Yeah. Animals.
No complaints whatsoever.
Yeah. And the animals love the fact that they get to see people longer later into the year, too.
So. That's nice, too.
Yep.
A little bit of music.
Yep.
Do you notice, like, did the monkeys dance at all to the music? Do any of the animals kind of move to the music
so
sometimes?
So the owls will kind of bop along sometimes.
Oh, is that right?
I've never really seen the monkeys. So the area where the monkeys is at is, like, that's our Star Wars scene. So, like, it's a whole bunch of Star Wars inflatables and Star Wars music playing.
Okay.
So I don't know. I maybe I'll have to go down there when Vader's march is on and dun, 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 and see if they're bouncing around and everything.
All right, so it's thematic? Depending upon where you are?
Yeah, well, so that one just has sound. But in three other spots, we have three smaller light and sound shows. One's on the front porch and then two in the park. Then we have the huge light and sound show that's down at our Birds of Prey area.
All right, nice. Now, you will be closed tomorrow.
Yes, we'll be closed tomorrow.
But you will be open on Friday.
Friday 5 to 9.
Friday
5 to
9:30, and you can come by and see the holiday light show there, right?
Correct, yes.
And then on Saturday, will you only be open in the evening, or will you be open in the day for people to come by and check out the animals daytime?
Saturdays and Sundays is 12 to 9:30.
Okay, so you can see the animals during the day.
Yep.
Now, do you have to leave and come back and pay for a second admission, or can you spend enough time to where you say, I get there like around 3 in the afternoon, get to spend some time with the animals when I can see them, and then hang out until the light show starts?
No, once you pay admission, your admission's good all day.
That's
so
nice.
You could come at 10 o'clock in the morning, hold on to your receipt, come back at 7 o'clock at night.
Okay. Now, Saturday is Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
We got to talk about this a little bit, because the last time you were on, you were talking about how you have men's body soaps and men's care products.
Yeah. And women's now, too.
Sasquatch.
Dr. Squatch.
Dr. Squatch. Dr. Squatch. That's right. Dr. Squatch. I am seeing these ads all over the place now. I'm seeing this product all over. I never paid attention before. You bring it up, and now I see it everywhere.
Yeah, it's pretty popular. Like I was telling you off air, it's actually our health and beauty section is our third highest selling section in our gift shop.
All right, let's break it down. So when you run the computers, you look at the analysis.
Yep.
And what's number one?
Number one is plush stuffed animals.
That makes sense.
Right.
Little kids want a plushed animal of the animal they love best at the zoo.
Yep.
I get that. Okay, number two.
Number two is clothing.
Okay, there you go. Got to get a t-shirt.
Yep.
Got to get a hat. Something like that.
Yep.
Okay, that makes sense. Number three
is health and beauty at a zoo gift shop.
Is that not nuts even to you?
Hey, I started off, we were only carrying a little bit of it, and then it just kept selling out. I'm like, well, I'm just going to go all in, and I bought everything. So we even have the collector sets, like the Star Wars collector sets, Batman collector sets. We just got some of the holiday scents in. And then with the Duke Cannon, we have all of their holiday stuff. So if you want to buy, they have like a gift pack called Jingle Booze, where it's like
a jingle what?
Jingle Booze. It's three different beer scented soaps.
Beer scented soap.
Well, sorry, one's bourbon and two beers.
Yeah, okay.
It's Busch, Budweiser, and Buffalo Trace.
Could that potentially be bad depending upon getting – if you get pulled over and you smell like beer or booze already, that could be a problem, couldn't it?
Yeah. I don't.
Unless it's a clean beer smell, and they probably wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, I don't think – it's not like an alcohol beer smell. It's just like – it's like the woodiness of the – or the oakiness of the bourbon without the alcohol.
Okay. All right. I'm with you. I'm with you. And you're planning to have Saturday be a big day for you when it comes to stuff like
this. Yeah, the video will actually be coming out tomorrow on Facebook. We're not 100% settled on all the discounts yet, but there's going to be significant discounts throughout the gift shop. And that's on everything. That's going to be on health and beauty products, toys. We actually have a large collection of fleece blankets that you can choose from. We just got backpacks and purses and winter hats in today that just went up on our shelves. We're not just a zoo gift shop. We carry all kinds of stuff. We even have like handmade wooden art pieces. We have a giant mirror that has a big buck on it. We actually have a pretty good selection.
That is very nice.
Yeah.
When did you realize that this is going to be more than just your typical gift shop?
I don't know. Sometimes I'm a sucker for salesmen. And so someone will convince me to carry something, and I'm like, I'll give it a try. And then,
what's the worst that could happen, right?
Because the thing about us that's different than other zoos, we have a hotel. So you come there, and you're like, oh, man, I'm going to come here and go in this gift shop, and, oh, this blanket was on our bed, and this blanket was awesome, so now we're going to buy a blanket and take it home, you know? Or they forgot their shampoo or deodorant. Hey, I'm going to buy this Dr. Squatch or Duke Cannon.
Right.
You know, and now we have the female product that's called Balm. You know, lip gloss, soaps, bath bombs, just people just staying there, just walking through our gift shop, just take stuff to take home with them.
You know what? That's interesting because I'm surprised that there aren't more hotels that do stuff like this.
Yeah,
and their
too.
Gift shops, because sometimes you go into a hotel and you just love the sheets and it's like, oh my goodness, I got to find these sheets. But then you can't find the sheets.
Right.
You know, or it's difficult, or the pillows are just, oh, this pillow is just amazing. I think that what you're doing is a fantastic idea. You love the blanket, you love the soap, you love the care products. There you go.
Yep. Yeah, we even use a new state-of-the-art cleaning system called E-Cloth. So it's actually chemical-free towels and stuff. It's the microfibers are so micro, they're smaller than bacteria. So they literally will lift everything bacteria up off a counter without soap. And we use those to clean our rooms, and then we sell them in the gift shop. So if you like how clean our rooms is, this is how it happens.
So when the guy first came into you and showed you these and said, here, I got this new cloth for you.
Yeah, so we actually sold so much Duke Cannon product that we ended up getting a Duke Cannon rep. And this Duke Cannon rep also sold this other stuff. And so that's how we ended up with it. That's how we ended up. We have a sock line called World's Softest Socks. That's how we ended up with that.
One more time on the socks?
World's Softest Socks.
World's Softest Socks.
And it's believable.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So. Are they warm socks too?
They're warm socks, yeah. And then we have novelty socks too from Lazy One.
All right.
We're a very varied gift shop.
So it's definitely worth the trip out just to go to the gift shop.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'd encourage everybody to come out Saturday when we're having the sales. I mean, you can go to the big box stores on Fridays, but I mean, a lot of our pricing is going to beat theirs before the discount, and then after the discount, it's going to beat it even more.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
Now, do I have to buy a pass to go into Living Treasures to make it into the gift shop, or can I just shop at the gift shop alone?
No, the gift shop is the way into Living Treasures, and it's open year-round even when the zoo's not.
Oh.
Because that's also where you check into your room, too.
Oh, well, that's a perfect place for the hotel check-in,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Everybody gets to see everything right there.
Yep.
That's nice.
Yeah, we definitely make an effort to make everything... keep everything stocked up in there. So.
All right. Living Treasures Animal Park. The website is funanddonegal.com. Don't forget about Small Business Saturday and why you need to make sure that a stop at Living Treasures is a part of that. More details coming up. Matt Dumbald is with us. He is the owner of Living Treasures. More in a moment on KDK Radio. So now we can pretty much say whatever we want to.
Yeah. I have a question. Did you guys always have that, or did someone say something really stupid on air and now your lawyers are like, you guys, we need to put this
no,
on?
No, we have had that on the disclaimers before and after paid programming for as long as I can even imagine.
Okay.
Right. It just as a way of being able to clearly, so people realize that it's paid programming, that it's not just content. And otherwise.
Right. So if I would come on here and say, oh, it's a smart idea to get a pet monkey, and then someone gets a pet monkey and gets mutilated by it.
Right.
Then they couldn't sue you.
Exactly. Yeah. Because you just can't necessarily trust everything that you hear.
And I'm saying do not get a pet monkey. Monkeys do not make good pets.
Speaking of which, there are a lot of people who think that getting exotic animals are wonderful pets. And you hear about it all the time, like the alligator that was here in Pittsburgh. People do get monkeys. They get other exotic animals. Snakes are really popular. What do you think about the idea of people saying, you know what, I want to get exotic animals as pets?
So I think there's – okay. First of all, I guess exotic is the right word. I get a little jaded with the word wild because a lot of stuff in the U.S. now, it's, you know, U.S. born. It's not actually from the wild. It's like actually facility born.
Okay.
But exotic, yes. There are some exotic breeds that are okay. Like there's a lot of snakes, man. Snakes are cool. But like monkeys, I've been in the zoo industry. I've been running a zoo for the last 13 years, and I won't even want to take on having a pet monkey. Like it's not a good idea. Like they bite. It's like a 2-year-old their entire life. And
so there's no real domesticating in a pet monkey. There's no real ability to have it be like a dog can bite, but at the same time the dog can learn the pecking order and learn that, okay, I don't do those things.
So if you had someone who had, like, let's say if you had someone who had 15 years training experience, maybe. Just a regular Joe off the street saying, right, I want a monkey, I'm going to train it. No.
And not going to happen.
No. And like I've said before in these shows, like a lot of zoos actually hire psychology majors because they want people who can train and understand animals' needs and like emotional needs and stuff like that too.
Right. Because animals do have their own emotional needs. They have their own moods. They perceive things and look at things in their own way, and then you need to be able to connect with them on that level.
Right, yep.
Makes complete sense. All right, couple minutes left. Friday, head on out to Living Treasures out in Donegal because the million lights will be lit.
Yep.
And that'll happen from 5:30 to 9.
5 to 9:30.
5 to 9:30. Saturday, it'll happen again, although the park opens up earlier during the day.
Yep.
And then the light show at night. And then as we get into the next couple of weeks through into December, the show is available on different days, and the best thing to do is go on the website to get the particulars.
Yep. Or follow us on Facebook.
There you go.
Especially if you follow us on Facebook, too, you'll get to see the video tomorrow about our Small Business Saturday.
Nice. And speaking of Small Business Saturday, a lot of discounts and deals that are coming as a result of what you're about to announce. That'll happen tomorrow and get out there on Saturday.
Yeah, but be a good opportunity to get some stocking stuffers and other Christmas gifts.
And if you're thinking about having a family getaway anytime soon this winter, then another thing to do is to jump on the website, funanddonegal.com, and no matter how big your family is practically, depending upon availability, you guys can accommodate.
Yeah, we even accommodate school reunions where they literally rent everything we have and just throw like a big party.
Oh my goodness, they take everything.
Yeah, everything. So
how nice is that?
Yeah, I can't remember. I think it's Charleroi class of 74. I think they come back every 2 years. Like they love throwing school reunions there.
And then very soon Banquet Center is coming back online.
Yeah, pretty soon Highlands Hall is coming back online too.
And the Banquet Center, how big is this?
So we're actually small. Everything else around us is so big that we kind of went to the smaller niche, and so we comfortably sit 126.
Oh, that's a nice number.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Especially with inflation today. I mean, weddings can get out of control if you get over 200 people, so.
Right. There you go. Don't forget ski season that's coming up. If you're looking for one nice place to go to that's kind of centrally located amongst the three different ski resorts, funanddonegal.com.
Yep. And go to the Log Cabin Lodge and Suites part.
There you go. And whether it's two people who are looking for a room for the night or you have a dozen and a half, two dozen, whatever the number may be, with all the amenities, and it's all what's nice about it is that it's private, that it isn't as though you're just sharing a communal area where everybody in the hotel is able to share it. Once you have that suite, you're able to take advantage of so many of the amenities just for yourselves.
Yeah, so instead of a hot tub in a pool room, the hot tub that in your room is your hot tub.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Matt Dumball, once again, Living Treasures Animal Park, the website, funanddonegal.com. Matt, happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.